This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We wondered, we thought that this offense, this team, this Saints team was built to win without Saints quarterback Drew Brees nursing a thumb injury and thumb surgery. They did that in Seattle, 33-27. They win over the Seahawks. Back out to Seattle at CenturyLink Field, we find Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. And Deuce, I think this is one of the more satisfying victories in Saints history. Not biggest, but satisfying considering the circumstances and what they accomplished. The Seahawks had never lost under Pete Carroll in the month of September at home.
You give me all these stats. He was 15-0 in September. You know, the Saints without Drew Brees, how is this team going to win? You know, you're playing a 2-0 Seattle team. You haven't won up here in Seattle since, 2007. You throw all these things at these guys, and guess what? They don't care. You know, they just want to go and play. They just want to go and play and prove and show that they are a good team. And I think that you had everybody that needed to stepped up and made plays. Look, there's still more to be had from whether it's the Saints offense, whether it's the Saints defense, but to come up here, a hostile environment, and it was up and down. I mean, I'll be honest, it was up and down, but you did enough to be able to come away with 33-27. Really, that last touchdown was just a cheap one, really, but I mean, you come away with a W, and that's what you had to do on this West Coast trip.
The stats would tell you that the Seahawks won this game. Look at that, 26 first downs for Seattle, 15 for the Saints. 3-for-11, the Saints were on third down. Seattle was 5-for-14 total yards. Seattle had 515 yards of total offense. The Saints had 265, but they got a return on a punt return TD and a scoop and score on defense. You do those things, you can throw all the stats away you want, because those are the things that really impact the ballgame.
Well, you account for 14 points. So where your offense was stagnant and in a tough environment, you don't, you know, control the clock enough. You did have some good moments on offense, but I mean, you put 14 points on the board that your offense, you know, didn't really account for. And so when you look at those numbers, it's like, man, how did the Seahawks lose that game? Well, you give up you get housed for a six on a punt return, and then you give up a scoop and score. That's how you lose them.
11 penalties in back-to-back weeks for the Saints, and I'm sure Sean Payton's going to gnaw on that for a little while.
Well, for good reason too. You can't hurt yourself in the really early on. That Saints offense really was hurting itself. You know, I think you'll be okay with some of the defensive penalties and certain ones, but not those offsides. You know, Cam knows he can't do that, and obviously Trey Hendrickson knows he can't do it. You know, there's a lot that they can still clean up, but an impressive road victory for this team.
Deuce, it's not going to show up tomorrow in the stat line, but Thomas Morstead's punting today was magnificent. When you consider two inside the 5-yard line and also his net returns, I mean, he was sensational. You can make an argument that he could be your game MVP.
Well, he was a game MVP for sure in the first half. I mean, because without him doing the things that he was able to do, I don't think it's that close. I mean, because he was able to flip the field a few times, and then on the last punt, it's a rocket shot. And, you know, you have Dwayne Washington able to get down and cover and make a big tackle. And then you also have it was that JT Gray to get down and make a big cover, you know, as far as stop and not get hit. So I thought on the coverage side, an outstanding job by this unit.
The Saints ran 50 offensive plays today. Alvin Kamara touched on half of those plays. 25 touches in all, 16 on the ground, 9 receptions as well. All right, we got Saints coach Sean Payton at the podium. Saints head coach Sean Payton's press conference presented by Eustis Insurance, now a part of Marsh McLennan Agency, world-class local touch. Back out to Seattle, we remain with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister after the Saints go into Seattle and beat the Seahawks 33-27. And, Deuce, I think they have this traveling thing kind of figured out pretty good.
Yeah, definitely a pretty good job. Look, man, we've been on the road for 10 days, so anytime that happens and occurs, you know the focus and being locked in is going to be a really good deal. But what was interesting, you have you sent two trucks out, you know, as far as equipment is concerned. You sent one to L.A., you sent another one to Seattle, and so hats off to all those guys involved in that. You know, J-Bomb, all those guys, they did an outstanding job of having these players ready. Christian, I'm going to go through the Saints postgame injury report. It's being brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. Did have a couple guys that got banged up. Caden Ellis, he was one player. It was something on his right leg, lower leg injury, somewhere in there. You know, I'm not sure what it was, but he had to be helped off of the field. He didn't return. Teron Armstead did something to his arm. He was able to return. Patrick Robinson looked like he just had some type of cramp. He was able to return as well. And that's the Saints postgame injury report being brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
Deuce, I know you guys are getting ready to jump on a flight. I just got one more for you. What is a win like this for a football team facing these odds without their quarterback, their starting quarterback, their Hall of Fame quarterback, to be able to go on in this venue to Seattle and pull out a win? What does this do for a football team?
Man, that four-hour flight was going to be terrible if we didn't win. I mean, it was going to be bad because guys don't talk. But what was interesting is the flight up here last Sunday from L.A., you had a lot of players up talking, moving around, and you could just see the confidence in that group. You know, Cam Jordan, Michael Thomas, you know, Teddy Ginn, those guys were up. They were moving around, and at that time you didn't know how severe Drew's injury was. But, I mean, you could tell that – everybody knew that they had to step it up, and I mean, this unit did so. And so, for this team and their morale, you know, I know they got Chopper Style going on in the locker room. They got a big speaker blasting, and they can see that. Hey, look, if we do our job, we can compete with any team in the NFL. And you know, yes, Drew won't be here for a couple games, but if everybody does their job, we have a chance in the NFL. That's all you can ask for.
Deuce's postgame analysis is presented by Eustis Insurance, now a Marsh McLennan agency, world-class, local touch. Deuce, have a safe flight home, man.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Christian.
All right, it's the Toyota Locker Room Show. The Saints upset the Seahawks 33-27. They are now 2-1. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.